Precious broadcast number 8. We're coming live.
Well, not actually live, but we're
recording from the shed once again.
Outside
in the old portable toilet.
Yeah, because the loose air didn't meet the dress code for the shed tonight.
Yeah, no, he gets a bit stupid. Anyway, same panel as always. You've got Casey Kasem here.
Hi, how are you, mate?
I'm great. I think by broadcast 10, you might get my name right.
It is just Casey Kasem to me. Burchett, you're in form tonight, mate?
I'm alright, Ollie. Yeah.
Lucy, third Roman, how are you feeling?
Fight!
You're destroying my reputation.
And the special guest, the man that's graced us with his presence, he's come back, Paul Shrek Turner.
Pleasure to be here, boys. Pleasure to be. I flew up just for this, so it's a
special day.
We obviously didn't fly up to bat.
Oh, there we go. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. What do we got now?
All righty, then we're going to hook straight into this week, the third umpire, which is, of course, the Lumberjack. And this is going to be huge this week. Because, of course, two games on the weekend. I was there on the bus first thing in the morning. Some of us weren't.
On time.
Where were you?
Well, it's hard to be 12th man for the pleasure and then also do the business. You know, a man's either focused on business, but not the pleasure. You can't do both.
And business is usually first and pleasure is
It's fine. Not like condoms. You can't take one off and put another one on. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
So, anyway.
I suspect it was more to do with pleasure that was the reason that you weren't there.
Well, I asked during the week. Before I came up to Shanghai, I was writing to Ollie saying, am I in business or pleasure? And he wrote back to me saying, you'll probably be in pleasure. And to be quite honest, I thought, what an insult that is. And so, you know, I've spent the whole 5 years being in the business team. And I said, well, why can't I be in the business team? But, you know, I haven't been to training. And I think he was saying this subtly. But I mentioned to him, I said, I said two, founding father. I said three. You wouldn't be nothing without me. And four, I want to be in business.
And so you basically pulled the who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
And then backed it up with some good results too, but we'll get to that.
All that Austin actually said about 2 weeks ago, that if Paul Turner moves back to China, there's no way he would be playing anything but 2020 anyway.
Yo, pleasure.
True story.
Anyway, all right, let's...
All right, so the first match off the rank was, of course, the pleasure.
Andy Dallas, you lost the toss.
This week's stand-in captain, or what happened?
Well,
hi, this is Casey Kasem.
We, as per the new guidelines, rules set down by the anti-basher himself, we walked out to the middle of the pitch, I with the coin, to enact as
10 minutes before the match.
Yeah. 10 minutes before the match. Yes. And not 9 minutes, not 11 minutes, no, 10 minutes before the match. And I then promptly lost it. That's awesome.
Right. I have a question about that, actually, with the rules. I think it's a bit of a flaw. Mm. And that you have to walk out, have the toss on the pitch 10 minutes before the match starts. Yeah, in between matches is only 5 minutes scheduled.
Oh, Mikey Test Malice. Oh, he's all mixed up. Retired 506 runs.
So, to cut the story short, we lost the toss. They elected to bat. This is Pudong and George Capovelli.
Five chins.
We fielded, minus our opening pace man of Woodstock. He could not make the side, so opened the bowling with
send proxy
Long Dong and Zeb Camel Khan. And I have to say that put them on the back foot. Mm. The report, of course, is online if you want to see it. It's at www.bashercc.org.
But they didn't really get the breakthrough, though, did they?
No, they didn't get the breakthrough, but they put them on the back.
They kept them tight. It took us... We brought on Lucy as a first change, and I think he was the first one to do a bit of damage.
It wasn't Lucy's first over that did the damage. I believe it was his second over. It was after you came on with your leg spin. It was the spin-speed...
Combo. No, it's captain's wicket, then. That's what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying.
So, there was a bit of damage done with the leg spin.
The leg spin, combined with Lucy's pace, Took four wickets in five overs.
No, you didn't.
Did you manage to split the wicketkeeper's pants? Because that was the whole reason he was put in at keeper.
Oh, no. Those beautiful pinstripe numbers, they didn't get split.
Mm.
But anyway, what did they end up getting in the end?
But we ended up having to chase down a very chaseable 128.
Yeah, 128.
And we took all 10 wickets, which George forgot to post on the Shanghai Cricket Scores website. So unfortunately, right now it appears that Basher's pleasure has no points, and that's untrue because we took all your wickets.
Slanderous. I'll go as far as say it's
slanderous. So what did they get in there?
128.
128, and you couldn't defend that.
And
I couldn't.
We couldn't catch it. No, we were doing quite well. After 13 overs, we had 80.
Did you fight there?
After 13, 80, 12 to go. With 12 overs left, we needed to chase out 49 runs off 12 overs with 5 wickets in hand, and there was a...
We couldn't do it.
Basher's collapse.
In couldn't do it.
I ran myself out.
A couple of unfortunate runouts, followed by some edges. Left Ainsley and Zeb with 5 overs to go, needing 30 runs.
What'd you get, Casey?
I got the big ling.
The linger. So, Casey, man of the match, do it let me?
Unfortunately, has to go to Katie.
But
for his run out, possibly could have had a moniker change.
Reverting
back to the hammer.
A good bunch of the pleasure crew stuck around for what was not a day of cricket. I don't know the insane business people playing out in the rain, but...
Underwater hockey? I've seen rugby games being called off in that weather before.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Terrible. Anyway, a lot of us stood around, hung around, and drank Baijiu and beer.
The Baijiu was
supporting the business crew who came out and, how did it go there, Terry?
What's that? The business?
The business.
Well, as you said, we arrived and there was not one drop of rain, but the first ball was bowled and all of a sudden everyone looked up and went, oh, did you feel that? And from there on for the next 6 hours, it just continued to rain. But I think we lost the toss, is that right?
Yeah.
We lost the toss and they elected to bat, because they thought the conditions might get worse during the day, and it was right. But it was so difficult to play in those conditions. But anyhow, we got off to a fairly good start. We weren't threatening from the beginning, but we got a few wickets. And the most important wicket, as always in the Pudong team, is Jason Bird. And he was looking pretty nasty when he got a few fours away, but we finally got him for 25.
Terry, may I interject here? I think they now want to be referred to as
Power. Pudong Power.
The Pudong Power.
Pudong Power.
Yes.
Are they not associated with the school anymore? Is that right?
It's the Power.
What, is it a sponsor?
Power or lack of.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Power. I reckon we should call them the Sopranos.
Well, maybe after what happened on Saturday, maybe the Pudong Power.
Where'd you get that one from?
Say powdered.
Call them the Blackouts.
Yeah.
But anyhow, they were fairly consistent, and it was pretty tough to get it because everything wasn't running along the ground because of the wet conditions. So everyone was running. So they eventually got 210. And we bowled them all out, and there was some terrific performances. That was a team performance.
We want to hear about the dives.
A team performance. Our first wicket
cranky,
was lost.
Cranky
dropped a catch.
A sitter.
An absolute sitter at mid-on. Unfortunately.
And then the gallery gave it the raspberry.
And in the process...
the sun was in his eyes.
And in the process, cracked his rib.
No, that one.
Not that one. Okay.
Was that before or after he was then relegated to third man for a bulk majority of the match?
Yeah, but amazingly, he did catch a stunning catch in second slip about 2 overs later.
A wonderful.
So he redeemed himself slightly. And of course, Cranky got his first wicket in 3 to 4 years. Well, 4 years, I think.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well done, Cranky.
I remember interviewing him after the game, and he said he couldn't. He didn't even know that he had taken the wicket.
Oh,
so actually, Cranky is
that's
here.
That's right, he didn't appeal.
Yeah, Cranky, you didn't appeal. What happened? Take us through your groundbreaking wicket that you didn't know was a wicket.
Don't remember it.
Oh.
Well, it's been so long since he's taken it, he forgot how to appear.
No, came in, pitched one slightly short of the length. The guy, he took a nice back foot swing at it. The ball was rain sodden, and
so it didn't snick.
There was no snick, couldn't hear anything, and of course the rain was pelting down, and the wicketkeeper and the first slip went up appealing, and the batsman walked. And apparently I was told I had a wicket.
Well, there you go.
Well done.
Well done. That is a basher's wicket, if ever there was one.
But whenever we want anger on the pitch, we always get a bit of blood on the pitch. We always get pap smear to give it a good wipe, and so we started wiping them. And
Long Dong, he cooked the blood on the pitch.
He's cooked blood on the pitch. So pap smear got a couple of wickets. Filthy got his first wicket, and got a wicket, and was shared. I think Dipso got a couple of wickets, and someone else got a wicket. And
but it wasn't before Filthy went for about 6
hours.
Last but not least,
I think Tara got 3 wickets. Which happened to be the most wickets for the day.
Who is he?
Along with Hammer. So.
What are you doing, you nice swab?
So just during the break, we had a 5-minute break just to dry off in the rain, and then we came back out. Ni hao ai. And...
That's the moment of history. I.E.'s guest appearance on the pod.
So we came out to bat.
Hopefully, we can record that.
And right from the get go, we looked the goods. And Ollie Austin was in absolutely superb form. Although Hadley did outpace him to begin with, but Hadley got out for about 23. But Ollie
ran
was just round a puff. But Ollie was just absolutely superb.
81,
he got eventually.
No, well, he's English, so he's used to the conditions.
Yeah, he was there, duck to water. Absolutely duck to water. And then Dipso came in, and probably with the best performance you'll ever see.
Yeah. Ollie.
Probably a batch's defining moment, I would have thought.
The man of the match, I would say, even though Ollie got 81.
Ollie got man of the match.
All about the stats. Ollie got all the match. Now, see, it's all about the stats for him.
Well, captain chooses.
No, but Dipso's also. Dipso's such a lovely high elbow.
Dipso anchored the batting.
Dipso played the best shot of the day, though. Back foot, Ryan Lara-esque. Yeah. Was a beautiful shot. Yeah. Anyhow, but we did have a collapse. The old guard in Cranky and Terror came out and both got ducks. Just to remind the bashers of, you know, what the old guard was like.
Where we come from.
And remind me,
where we've come from and what they're leaving behind.
Cranky's duck came after he changed bats, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
I got chirped out of it by a certain Pagong player by the name of Jason Bird. Yeah. As I was walking back out, he pops up to me and he says, you know, the last batsman he changed his bat went out next ball.
Oh, so,
add insult to injury.
Mental disintegration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A bit
controversial, actually, on your wicket. LBW.
No, actually, no controversy there, because I trust Pat Spear. He was a good umpire.
Look at the bruise!
Well, it must be said that I do have a bruise above my kneecap.
Yeah, you're down on your back leg.
Down on one knee. Considering the LBWs that were given for full tosses on the front foot, right in front of the stumps, that were not given out.
Yeah, it's
a bit of a controversial call there, but...
Anyway, but a great...
But anyhow, it looked a bit dangerous. We were 7 down, and we thought, oh, okay, there was 30 runs to get. But Filthy put his head down, and of course, Dipso was there till the end, and he guided the bashers through to their first week of the season. So.
Yeah,
oh, awesome.
Well done, Basher.
What a start. Awesome. What a start.
Hang on, Paul, can you tell us...
Hey.
How many runs did Terry get again?
I got a duck. Second ball.
Was that a golden duck? I mean, second like ball. You were caught.
Well,
two balls.
Amazingly,
two balls.
I went out there for my first.
It was one. You were one of Amit's 6 scalps. Yeah.
Was he? Did he get 6? Did he?
Yeah, 6.
Who was that?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
But of course, somebody told me he was just putting it in a puddle.
Mm.
It was just kidding.
Yeah,
it was just a bit of a
sweet and sour weekend, really, because we lost one, we won one. But
sweet and sour.
You'll take a business win.
Still, pleasure was had and business was done.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, there we go.
Kick it off. great.
All right, moving right along to another, to around the wicket. So
I hope no one's watching
The door is closed. The IE is off to play some mahjong.
All right, I'm going to kick off around the wicket with obviously Pakistan, Australia. First game tomorrow. First ODI.
Ooh.
Tara, ODI, you have in the first few casts checked out some great results.
Where is it? Mecca
Where
or something?
Is it? Where is it?
It's in Dubai, mate. UAE. So, Tara, what do you think?
Stadium.
What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I don't know. I think Show-Off Actor's back as well.
Oh, Show-Off.
Well, yes, he is.
Show-Off Actor.
Is the stadium built on the floor, or is it one of those suspended ones, 30th floor?
Well, it's a glass stadium, and it's all made of bulletproof glass, so there's going to be no one in there.
And it levitates.
No, well, I don't know. Well, you know, it's such a shame, because I don't think any cricket's going to be played in Pakistan for years and years and years, unfortunately.
Except in the streets by the kids.
Except in the street by the kids, of course.
Yeah, that's so, how they clear the landmines.
It's almost impossible for Pakistan to do well.
Okay, so what I'll say, Michael Clarke's playing, right?
Captain.
Captain, yes. Are they going to continue with him opening, which has not been working?
Well, I think they will.
How do you say it hasn't worked?
Well, in the last game.
Well, what did he get in the last game?
Did we win?
Yeah, well, he got that's 50 right. And he was out 80. For fucking nothing the first couple.
Well, the top three all got 50.
Get over it. Over him.
Yeah, they scored 300. It works. Works fine.
Well, okay, all right. So you think you're going to win or not?
Can I?
Terry?
Against yeah, definitely. I think they'll win all the games.
Okay, good stuff.
Now, obviously Pakistan doesn't have a home field because it's not in Pakistan, but do you think that being in the UAE helps Pakistan more than it helps Australia?
Well, I don't know. I remember last podcast, people were saying that the UAE cricket is huge. But if you ever look at a game played in the UAE, there's not one soul there.
Too expensive.
Well, it's too expensive, too hot.
Too hot?
They don't sell beer, they don't do anything, so you just sit home and watch it.
Right.
So
do you think that would play into Pakistan's hand, or... Australia's? What? As a team playing in a stadium that's empty of people.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
In the middle of the desert.
Most test matches are played. If you're lucky, the first day is sold out. But, you know, thereafter, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's always empty. So they're quite used to playing empty stadiums. So, I don't know. I hope it's not the case, but it's going to be empty. So whose advantage is it? Australia's match fit. What are you
and Pakistan's
like?
Hungry.
What?
No, it's Hamish on fucking cricket for the screen.
Come on, this is well covered, man.
There you go.
What I might say though is we were expecting Brett Lee to come back for this game, and it appears that he's not going to be ready. So, what do you think? What do you have to say about that?
Is that text a bit small for you? Is it?
No, Brett Lee, when do you think he'll be back?
Oh, who knows?
I reckon he will be back.
What's Cricket Info say?
Cricket Info says he's definitely not back for the next game.
he's in South Africa getting ready to go to the UAE, but he's not going to be ready for that either.
Up to fucking 10
yeah. Okay, all right. I think we'll move on. I don't think there's any... At the moment, there's no other top-tier international stuff going on in the way of test matches or ODIs, is there?
No.
Because if there was, I'd see it on Cricket Info.
of course, we just finished the World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah, who qualified?
Ireland came out on top, and Canada did very well.
How did my Afghans do?
They were the fairy tale story of the tournament, I think.
I thought they missed it, didn't they?
No, I think they missed out on the World Cup, but they did qualify for one-day international status.
Well,
Afghanistan.
Lobbing those grenades.
Hey, you know what? They played the MCC and bowled Mike Gatting out for a duck.
Yeah, we heard that.
Afghanistan was Mark Wall's nickname for many years.
Yeah.
Because his brother was more famous than he was at the beginning. So they called him the Forgotten War. So they called him Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
thank you,
Mr. Wikipedia.
Okay, yeah, but who was the fourth? Wasn't it the top four teams that got in or not?
Yes.
So who was the fourth?
The Stoners. Kenya and I think Netherlands, yeah.
The Stoners, where are we?
Yeah,
the Netherlands. The Netherlands. All right, we'll move on to the IPL. Dino, what do you think is happening in the IPL at the moment?
I know it started on the 18th, and it's been wonderful cricket.
Well, I saw the New Zealand batsmen, they played, there was three of them that played 2 days ago and they only got 8 runs between them, so they're not doing very well.
I saw an op-ed piece in an Indian paper saying that the IPL was being taken over by non-Indian players.
Well, when was it only Indian players? I mean, last year it wasn't really
who
players
that
anyway.
Rubbish?
Was that in
Newell
magazine?
Yeah.
No, it was in some Indian newspaper.
It's British,
I think the Hindu or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Useless, move on.
Move on, alright. What else we got around around the grounds? What's happening at the moment? Wait a minute. County cricket.
County cricket's been delayed because of rain.
But what do we have to look forward to coming up? What's coming up in the next couple of months?
That's it. Oh, there's an Ashes. A
couple of months.
Yeah, Ashes.
There's the Bashes doubleheader versus the Dons.
Ashes slash Pearson winning.
Versus the Devils.
Todd Pearson, Teabag is getting married.
Yeah, that's true.
Plenty happening.
During an Ashes.
There's Bashes down Sunday.
Monday.
Yeah, that's a different
Tuesday.
Segment.
Different
segment. West Indian tour.
Didn't you read the agenda?
No, because he's not meant to be
there.
No, right. Hostile takeover.
He's meant to be at band practice.
Oh, okay. All right, I think that is definitely enough for him.
Listen here, you mongrels.
Can I have a rum, please?
Two. Make it two. All right. Old More section. Diabetes. Section that we call the drinks break. Uninformed, usually. What do you got for us this week, Loose Man?
Biggest week of the year, I think.
I'm nervous. I mean, I've gone and bought adult diapers. It's going to be that loose. And I see you, Katie. You're a little bit apprehensive for what's going to happen for the rest of the week, aren't you?
Why is that?
Well, are you coming to the quiz night on Thursday?
I don't think I'm going to make it to the quiz night.
Oh, what?
No, I think, anyway, quiz night, where's it?
Fines.
Oh, fines. Where's the quiz night?
Play that Katie Sounder.
Bash's quiz night.
Thank you.
Bash's quiz night, Thursday night, Big Bamboo, Sticky Wicket, approximately 7:30 kickoff.
And what's this going to cost?
The gauntlet has been laid down. The drop bears are on a hat trick.
The price hasn't gone up.
One pink Rambo.
Yeah, for each contestant.
Absolutely. Yeah. We try and keep it to about four, maximum five contestants a team.
Yeah.
And lovely prizes by...
It's going to be a Gashes team, I've heard.
Is it? Really?
Yes. And possibly a Gashes section.
No. Oh!
A section?
Yeah, of the quiz. Oh. There's a few innovations coming up in this quiz, I can tell you.
I can't wait for it.
Bash's Day coming up. We heard of dragon boating that was going down. Has anyone really put their hand up for it? Has got enough energy to do it?
Well, it's not them, but they got scared.
Who
the dragon boaters.
The boats.
They got scared and said, we can't handle you guys.
The boat's been taken to Wuxia.
Really? So there's no dragon boating. That's off. All right.
Hang on. We are in... We're thinking about what we should do. It's in... Cut it.
No, the whales are in motion.
What the fuck are you saying fucking shit for?
Well, apparently the wells are in motion. It's all on the pipeline. It's all happening. And it's all gas. Anyway, all right, let's put it to the panel then. What would you like to see happening at Bash's Day?
The Bash's Day. Put it out there.
You put it out there?
Auras.
Everybody there.
Where?
Whatever we're doing, as long as we get a good turnout.
It's a Monday.
Hostile takeover.
No, but I thought we were going to be doing Bash's Day on Sunday.
No, we can... Actually, guys, come on, hang on. We can... It doesn't have to be on the day. We can do it any time.
Do it like New Year's Eve, Bash's Day Eve. So we can get out and do the countdown.
We can do
Bash's Day.
There is a committee meeting.
I think
soon.
On Bash's Day, regardless, I think at about 11 o'clock in the morning, I think every basher, whether it's at work or wherever he or she may be, is to stand up and smile for a minute. In silence.
Always.
To reflect on Bash's Day.
And make sure your hands are
11 a.m. Monday the 27th.
11 o'clock Monday the 27th.
Lock it in.
Stand up in the middle of the office.
A minute of smiling.
A minute of smiling.
Or
catch a little cheek.
I'll be here at the shed standing up at 11 o'clock in the morning.
At your office, yes.
Okay. Moving on.
Is that all there is with the drinks, mate?
No.
I'll tell you a story. I just got back from the UK. When I was there, I met a guy and a girl who did the three highest peaks in
Scotland, England, and Wales all in 24 hours. I challenged the Bashers to play Wuxi, Nanjing, and Ningbo all on the same day. 20 overs
in. Same day. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
See what we're fucking jibber-jabber. Okay, guys, it's
maybe,
on.
Maybe
two super teams.
If you get the express train, you can do it.
We are 90. Overs, we don't train that. We have
night games. Get lights, you can make it happen.
We have deluxe buses.
You can make it happen. You guys can make it happen.
Anyway, stay tuned. It's 99% done. We're there.
You're going to charge us a plate?
That's a rubbish. Yeah. No
point.
Hello. Mr. Hassan.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Burgett here ringing from Bashers Cricket Club in Shanghai.
Russ, all I know is the FX. I thought you wanted to ring. I was nearly going.
Oh, really? We're always a bit tardy, mate. Look, just for our listeners who are maybe a bit young and don't realise who we're talking to, you were born in Kenya, Sheikh Barashat Hassan, correct?
Sheikh Barashat Hassan, yeah, born in Nairobi, Kenya.
That's right. We won't say when.
You can do that. 24-344.
Well done. And of course, later on, you grew up a bit and you played a bit of cricket and you went up to Nottinghamshire.
I played cricket for Sutherland Sports Club. It used to be Muslim Sports Club. Then they changed the name to Sutherland Sports Club.
Right.
And I played all my young days for that club. And then I moved to England in 1966 when they signed me as an overseas player.
Just when the Rolling Stones were getting big.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. I'm a big fan of them, Mick Jagger.
There's a bit of a peanut gallery here, mate. I'll introduce you to them in a bit. But you had a long career. You batted, you bowled, you kept wicket. You're still umpiring.
I came as batsman wicketkeeper. And I used to bowl a little bit as well, so I did bowling.
Whatever's required, right?
And the fielding, I was quite good at the fielding there.
Oh, there you go. But, of course, the reason that we're ringing you really, just for anyone who's wondering, you had a great career. You played with people like Clive Rice, Richard Hadlee, Garfield Sobers.
That's right, yes.
But can you tell us, mate,
when Sir Garfield Sobers joined the club in 1968, and I was already playing for the first team in 1967, I had to qualify. Then there was a qualification period for overseas players then in 66 and 67. You had to live 2 years in England to be qualified to play for the county. So I did so well in my second team games and in the league game on the Saturdays in 1966 and for the county. And then they changed the rule. The club asked the CCCB then, the Test and County Cricket Board, it used to be then, and they said this guy is a good player. We need him to play county championship games. So can they change the regulation of the qualification? So they changed to 1 year. Then I played in 67.
Just for you.
Had a good year in 1967. Had a good year in 67 playing championship games. And then they signed Sir Garfield Sobers in 68 as an overseas player. And then the board turned around and said, you can't play. Because you can only play one overseas player.
So Garfield Sobers, he did you in, mate?
Yeah.
Did you hold a grudge? So how long did you hold a grudge?
I didn't hold a grudge against him because we tried to fight with the board that I've already qualified and already played in championship, that I should be playing county cricket, and they won't have it. If the Basher doesn't step down for another year, and Sir Garfield can't play. So I had to sacrifice the thing, and I was quite upset about it.
I understand completely, because we've got a guy here we call the anti-basher, Mike Tesmalis, who does similar things to us all the time. But before we go on much more, what we're going to do with you is have a segment we call Steaming In from the Members' End, where we fire six questions at you, which represent six balls of an over, and we'll see how you go with the answers, how many runs you score. But before we go on with that, we've already introduced you as Sheikh Basharat Hassan. But what do people normally call you, mate? Well, just tell us what.
Basha.
Basha.
All right, Basha.
I want to know how come we got my name Basha Cricket Club.
Yeah. Well, mate, look, just we'll have our over at you first, and you can come back at us with a few questions after. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So, for your first delivery, we've actually got our basher, our first ever basher, basher number one here, Shrek Turner, and he's going to fire the first delivery at you, mate.
Hi, nice to talk to you, basher. Can you tell us, please, how on earth did you get such a wonderful name? And how did it go from Basharat to Basher? Was it your mother, your father, you named after your grandfather? What?
Yeah, it came from the name Basharat, and the way I played cricket back home, I didn't slog it, and I used to score quick runs, very quick runs, and hit a few fours and sixes.
Basher.
Basher.
That's
where I got the name Basher then.
I think that went for nice cover drives and straight through the fielder's legs for four.
Absolutely. All right, Basher, Hammer here. Oh, I've got a question for you.
Katie,
this is a question that we chuck out at a lot of people on Steaming In. Who was the funniest player you ever played with or played against?
The funniest player?
Yeah.
The funniest player I played with is Derek Randall. Randall, but one of a colleague, and he did some stupid things around the dressing room, on the field, cartwheeling, throwing the cups in the air, catching at the back of his back, copying them, breaking them. He used to come and do some silly things around in dressing room, keeping us happy as well. And the other one was the next player of ours, Bill Taylor. He just could ball, he couldn't build, and he was the funniest. He used to tell us a lot of jokes around. All the time. He was like a joker. Hey, he should have been on the stage.
Give us one of his jokes.
Oh, I'm going to be difficult. The other one, that like, I got come to Randall. We played at Lord's, and Mike Breeler declared and gave us 236 runs to win at midday on the third day. It was a three-day game, and we went into bat at 10 past 12. Randall and me opened the innings, and we were 12 for 1. And then we were 56 for 3 before lunch. And they've all been run out. And we waited for him to come in the dressing room. Clive says, we're not going for lunch. We've got to wait for him, what he's going to say. He walked in and he said, sorry, skipper. I'm playing like Wally Hammond and I'm running like Charlie Chaplin.
That was a repeat of the last one. Another cut of right.
Two fours.
Purely because...
That got someone to top the way he said it, so he couldn't say anything to him. But he got 100 in the afternoon. And we lost the game by 12 runs, I think.
That's all right, mate. But, I mean, most of us can't remember what we did last Sunday, and you can still remember that from all those years ago. That's impressive, mate. So, moving on to your third delivery, who's going to throw this one down?
Well, I'll get this. This is Tank here. England versus Kenya in the World Cup. Must win match.
Yeah. This is a hypothetical.
Yep. Who are you for, England or Kenya?
Must win to get through to the Super Sixes or whatever.
Oh, I've lived in England. I'm an Englishman there. A coloured Englishman.
I'm supporting England, man.
How's that?
There's an appeal for an LBW basher, but the umpire is not moving. I believe that's a dot ball.
All right.
That's good.
Fourth delivery here, basher. Who do you think will be the next country granted Test match status?
Who will be granted the Test match status?
Is it going to be Ireland?
Oh dear.
Kenya?
I don't think it'll be Zimbabwe. That will be Kenya either. It could be a very difficult one.
Could it be China?
My choice, if Zimbabwe comes back in, the one will get it.
Right, okay.
And then it's Bangladesh as well, it's on top of that. I will choose between Zimbabwe and Bangladesh, I think. I think my choice will go to Bangladesh.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how you feel there.
Swinging and a missing is what we think.
Oh, I think that's it.
Oh, there was an edge. Edge over there, man. Yeah. All right, Basher, fifth question here for you. Fifth delivery.
Yeah.
Fifth delivery. What would it take to come out of retirement and play for the IPL?
For you. What would it take for you to come out of retirement?
I tell you, it's an easy game to play. You've got to bowl four overs and then have a slog. You'll never lose the contract. You've got to
Basher, hang on, mate. There's another one. And when are you going to stand behind the stumps for the Bashers here in Shanghai?
Repeat that, please.
When are you going to come and stand behind the stumps here for the Bashers in Shanghai?
At Shanghai, if you invite me, I'll be there with no problem.
Hey! Straight over the bowler's head. Hits the side screen on the floor. There you go. All right, Basher. Last delivery. You're in form here. Here's a bit of chin music for you. Who do you think's a better sportsman, Tiger Woods or Sir Garfield Sobers?
Right. I'll tell you right now. Sir Gary plays golf as well, off scratch. Tiger Woods is one of the world's best golfer. Tiger is the number one cricketer in the world, and I don't think Tiger can play cricket. I think I'll go for Gary Sobers.
Oh, yeah, Garfield.
We have to, because he got both things, golf and cricket. So Tiger was only golf, isn't it? Garfield is the one, number one.
Much like yourself. Well, Basher, tonight I think you've got the highest score so far from steaming in from the members' end. We had Danny Morrison last time, and you've beaten him, and you've been a champion tonight, and we look forward to seeing you in Shanghai sometime soon, man.
Thank you, what I'm going to do is, hopefully, the Ashes trip next year. No, when England playing Ashes next year, 10-10 and 11, hopefully stop on the way to go to Australia.
Next
year.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Basher. You had a couple of questions for us, I think.
Yes, I need to know how you managed to get the Basher Cricket Club.
Well, we've got Basher number one here. He was at that meeting. I was apparently too, but I've forgotten because I was a bit drunk at the time.
All right.
But he'll explain it to you in detail.
Well, Basher China being China, in the last 10 years, of course, a lot of experts have come up to Shanghai. We actually set it up cricket actually was played here since 1864, but come 1949 when the communists came in, it changed, and then it came back again in 1994 when more expats came in. But come 2000, when there were a lot more expats came in, then actually enough.
The other question I was going to ask, I was talking to the Peter Wynne Thomas, the librarian at Trent Bridge. I said they'd be talking to me on the radio, on the phone this morning, 1 o'clock. And he was asking, in 1886, did they have a team? Shanghai had a team in 1886? All the cricketers got killed on going to Hong Kong or something?
Correct.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes, it's commemorated every year because we play against Hong Kong and we play for the Cara Bell Trophy. And it's called the Bakara, because that's the name of the ship. The name of the ship that's
What time of the year you play that
again? It depends on when availability, but each year the Shanghai team goes to Hong Kong, and the following year Hong Kong comes up to Shanghai.
Right.
So it could be any time of the year, whenever it's organised. But yes, definitely. And we play for the Bakara.
We go by a plane these days. Those boats are dangerous.
Right. I don't play. I only play for the Lord Taverners game and off game for the MCC. I play about four games a year. It's too much. I'm just retired. I'm 65 now. I still look for my birthday. And I'm going to be umpiring from Saturday in the league game for the North County Cricket Club Academy side, which they asked me to stand for this year for 15 games.
Right, you like which the I've energizer done on Saturday. Bunny.
Well, mate, even at 65, I reckon you're still a bit faster between the wickets than some of our players.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty fit. I'm not bad. Pretty fit for the age of 65. I'm quite healthy as well. Touchwood. Everything is fine.
But anyway, to your previous delivery, I think Trek here was going to tell you why we're called the Bashers.
Right. Okay.
Well, similar to what you were saying, we decided what are we going to call our team, and we're actually called Bancho. Bancho is actually Chinese for cricket. And so we call ourselves the Bancho Bashers, and that's the style of play that we do play. So we are bashers to a call. So we're very similar to yourselves.
It's basically a very bad translation of cricket in Chinese.
Study
done,
mate.
Oh, he's a wicket keeper. All right, mate, it's been great having a chat to you, and perhaps we'll I hope you have a great Bashers Day this coming Monday.
Yeah.
We celebrate Bashers Day April 27th each year. And maybe we'll talk to you sometime in the future.
Well,
fantastic, Basher. We love your name. We love everything that you do. And good luck to you.
Thank you, Basher.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Basher.
All the listeners in Shanghai and rest of the world, wherever you're listening, this is Basha Hassan of North County Cricket Club. Wish you all the best and have a good time and enjoy the radio talk. And I hope to speak to you in future as well.
Hey, Basha, good to see you.
Basha. Well done, Basha.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you.
Bye. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
No, we've got a little Night Watchman. No practice this week because of the quiz.
Absolutely.
So get him into some. Do you want a clue?
What about yes, come please, on?
Oh,
sir.
What? Please. All right, let me think. I haven't done it yet. But classic quiz question here. Plum bum. You know, what's plum bum? Lead. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, well, it's a classic quiz question. Okay, anyway. What? But research that a bit more, and it's Latin or something. Well, PB. May the 3rd, though, is the next game for the
doubleheader yet again against the Devils.
Against the Devils?
Something missing from the drinks break.
The Devils have kindly invited the Bashers Cricket Club to come out to Bukhara on Saturday to watch some of the IPL and a bit of a fashion show. They're going to debut their new playing strip, and I believe there's going to be some Bollywood dance action.
John Nassari.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Slumdog Millionaire.
Wonderful.
Okay, so following at the death, we start with all the usual rubbish.
Yeah, of course, for anyone who is interested, the Bashers broadcast can always be downloaded for free without charge at the Bashers website, that's basherscc.org. Or the iTunes Music Store. For anyone who wants to bitch and complain about what we talk about every week, send an email to Katie, who at some point will actually set it up to be able to respond. That's broadcast at basherscc.org.
All right, we always finish every week with a limerick. We've got Paul in town, and we're going to kick it off with this. There once was a basher called Paul, the very first basher of all, a heartbreaker and a loner, until he met Princess Fiona, and under the thumb he did fall.
We gotta record
yourself, Sydney Rabbitohs.
Director's cut, alternative ending, here we go. Oh,
there once was a basher called Paul. First on the basher's roll call. A heartbreaker and a loner, until came Prince's Fiona. With a big little Willy and all.
That was awesome. I feel honored to listen to that.